Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents DC Everest Hockey. Everest Hockey is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glenray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulusky and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley. Tonight, high school hockey. Welcome to Green Heck Fieldhouse, where the Evergreens and the Marshfield Tigers are about 3 minutes away. These teams have met once before, and it was a lopsided game. The Evergreens blew out Marshfield 9-1. Marshfield is in the middle of a down year, and the Evergreens are banking on a win tonight. But, of course, the Evergreens are not a high-powered offensive team. They're not the kind of team that can expect to win just by showing up. We saw that the last time they played. They won 3-1 against Wausau East when we last saw them a week ago. And it was a game that was in doubt into the third period. In fact, we were tied 1-1 early in the third period before the Evergreens scored two goals and put the game out of reach. Evergreens and Marshfield tonight. The teams are being introduced on the ice, and we will get ready for hockey after a 1.5 minute break. DC Everest and Marshfield coming up next on Fox Sports Radio, 90 seconds from now on AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone and Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Marshfield and D.C. Everest High School hockey coming up in just a moment. First, from Green Heck, Anthem.
By the monster in the what so proudly we did, and the twilight's last day, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the fair sky, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rise.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Let's introduce you to our starting goalkeepers tonight. For Marshfield, it's Brad Carger. Carger had 25 saves but allowed 9 goals last time these teams met. And DC Everest's Michael Moe had only 12 saves, allowed just 1 goal in that 9-1 victory. All right, let's light this candle. Puck drops. We're underway. DC Everest controls the opening faceoff, but Marshfield takes it away here at center ice. Goes back over to Alex Danger of DC Everest. And the Evergreen rush along the far boards. Avery Allard sends it into the corner. Fighting for it back there is Michael Plaza. Plaza did not play when the Everest team last suited up a week. He had the flu. Back out onto the ice now. We do understand that Nate...
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau.
And I believe and the Evergreens are going to get their first power play opportunity. Let's see who they're going to take. Waiting here to see. Actually, it's going to be early against D.C. Everest. And Marshfield will go on an early power play. Wait for information here on who they're going to take. Penalties against Tyler Kohler. Tyler Kohler is called for interference.
Marshfield looks to center. They go out now and handling the puck for Marshfield is Ben Bremer. Bremer lost the puck in the corner. Retrieving it there is Jared Draves. And now Evergreens clear the puck out, go all the way down. Evergreens trying to kill off double minors here in the early going of what's a scoreless first period. Tyler Kohler for interference. Chris Babiar is also serving a two-minute minor.
But Marshfield is disorganized center ice and sends it down.
Scoreless. Marshfield still trying to move into the zone with a 5-on-3 advantage. They have the puck here at center ice. Not getting a lot out of this. Ben Bremer now onside. Marshfield puts 4 or 5 players into the zone. Centering, Bryce Gadke was on goal, goes a little wide into the corner. Marshfield still looks to fight for it. Jacob Draves goes to center, now goes out to the red line. Marshfield tries to set up down near the goal. Jacob Draves has it again. Only 20 seconds left. Shot off the blocker of Michael Moe and comes back out. Ben Bremer holds it in the zone. Centering in front. Michael Moe with a glove save. Right in front of the net was Jacob Draves, and Michael Moe denied him on the far post. So Marshfield has been able to get 2 good scoring chances on this 5-on-3, and Michael Moe has turned them aside both times. Going to have a face-off here to Moe's left. Only 15 seconds left in the 2-man advantage here for the Tigers. Marshfield controls off the face-off. It went back to Ben Bremer, and now the Evergreens send it all the way down the ice. And now we're going to have 5-on-4 for only 20 seconds, and the Evergreens will have killed this off. Mike Kohler back onto the ice, and Chris Babiarz will be joining him now in just 10 seconds. Evergreens controlling the puck at the blue line. High check, not called there. Evergreens still fighting to get the puck out. Marshfield tries to hold it in, and we are back at even strength. Marshfield with a 5-on-3 for a minute and 45 seconds. They got nothing. Evergreens come back the other way. Still scoreless, 14.5 minutes to play. Avery Allard sends it into the corner. Brandon Nikolai there to retrieve for Marshfield. Evergreens hold the zone in. Send it back into the corner. Neither team decides to take the changing opportunity. Marshfield comes away with it. Ben Bremer tries to send it around. They're unable to clear the zone. Evergreens hold it in. Check from behind, not called. Oh, my. Matthew Yonke took one in the back. Marshfield comes back the other way, skating on the goal. One-on-one. Bremer lost control of the puck. Goes behind the net. Bremer still fights for it there, but the Evergreens are going to contest. And the Evergreens will sit up and will have to rush the sheet of the ice. Derek Tomczyk onside. Long pass goes into the corner. He's looking for Bryce Dively. Dively fights for it behind the net. Looks to center. No one's there. Comes out to the blue line. Alex Danger sends it just wide of the near post. Pretty good shot on goal there. The Evergreens, though, can't hold the zone. Wraps all the way around the boards. Comes back out to center ice and down to the other side. Still scoreless. 12 and a half minutes to play. First period. Marshfield had the 3-on-5 power play. Came up empty. Long pass down the length of the ice. Little Long goes off the skates. One of the Everest players icing the call will come back for a face-off on the other side. DC Everest Hockey brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. Face-off to Michael Moe's left. It's in the corner. Marshfield looks to control. Fighting fourth there is Brandon Nicolai. Nicolai now a backhand pass. Going behind the goal, double-teamed there is Zach Legon. Legon's pretty much tied up along the boards, able to skate free. Pretty good individual effort here. Shot on goal. Michael Moe is screened, saved, covered up. Dangerous pass. You know what? Marshfield is holding their own with the Evergreens here. The Evergreens struggling with a 3-11-1 team. And Marshfield has had the better of the scoring opportunities so far. Michael Moe's been the goalie under duress. Face-off comes to his left. DC Everest controls. Evergreens work it around to Michael Plaza. Plaza's pass is into the skates of one of his opponents. Jacob Draves looks to come back the other way. Comes out to the red line. Puck is loose for a moment. Brady Burrell fighting for it. Evergreens now looking to center and center. Score! DC Everest on a counterattack. It was set up by Brady Burrell. It's one of his teammates in front, though, who's going to get credit for the goal. We'll wait for an official announcement. So the Evergreen, 6.5 minutes into this one, get an even strength goal. Brady Burrell fought for that loose puck, centered it in front, and it was one of his teammates who put it in.
Scoring at the 5.4 mark in that first period, number 7,
the goal goes to Mike Plaza. Chris Babiarz and Brady Burrell will get assists. And the Evergreens have a 1-0 lead. Puck drops with the Evergreens having that advantage. Marshfield, too bad. I mean, it's kind of a tough luck goal. Marshfield had the better scoring opportunities. DC Everest got a goal on a counterattack and has this 1-0 lead. Evergreens look like they are the faster skating team. Puck is loose at the blue line. Evergreens pick it up. They'll get a partial change. Plaza's on goal. Shot just off the glove there of the Marshfield goalie, Brad Carter. Comes loose in the corner, fighting for it there for Marshfield. Brandon Nicolai looks to push forward along the near boards. Evergreens fight to keep it in. Derek Tomczyk unable to control the puck. Now it's loose in the corner. Tomczyk looked to center, went right through the slot. No one's home. Goes all the way down, and Michael Moe comes out of his net to retrieve it. Got a loose stick on the ice as well. Evergreens retrieve and looks to rush again. Here's Tyler Kohler up along the near boards. Nate Bruns. It's funny, I thought Bruns wasn't going to be playing here, and there is Bruns straightening up. We'd heard that he might have had some of these cold or flu symptoms, but from working through the Evergreens team, Mike Plaza inactive a week ago. Evergreens control off the goal line, centering in front, knocked away by one of the Marshfield defenders. In fact, almost had a breakaway opportunity, came out a little long, and Michael Moe came out of net to deny that opportunity. John Whitman was skating down the ice. If he could have caught up with the puck, he would have had a chance to get the equalizer. Evergreens backpedaling and controlling. Nate Bruns goes out to center ice. That's a pretty good pass. Goes forward. Evergreens are onside. Grant Dennis. Dennis lost control of the puck. Checks off it. Marshfield looks to come back. We'll go under 10 minutes to play first period. Evergreens leading 1-0. The Evergreens take the puck away behind their own net. Grant Dennis along the far boards. Dennis passes up forward. Evergreens are onside.
Evergreens are onside. Poke checked away from Bryce Dively. Comes out of the zone. And the Evergreens look to get organized here, but it's Tanner Moon for Marshfield who's got the puck. Goes over now to Jacob Draves. Back in our studio, I understand that we are alternating between our phone feed and our Comrex stereo feed. We're going to try and reconnect when we come to the end of the first period, see if we can get that working again. Evergreens here have a 1-0 lead. Pinned up against the boards in the Marshfield zone. Evergreens get it to come three. Shot on goal right off the blocker, Michael Plaza. Plaza looking for his second. Comes loose in the corner. Evergreens trying to hold the zone. Plaza was right on the doorstep there. Centering pass now in. Stick handling back in.
Holding the zone. Now into the corner. Marshfield's got to get it out of there, and they do. Bryce Genke gets it down the ice. It's going to be icing. He's going to come back for a faceoff with 8.5 minutes left in the first period. Evergreens Hockey brought to you by Ace Hardware. Weston, more than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Icing is the call, so the faceoff is going to come to Carter's right back in the other end. Taking the draw is Matthew Bianchi for DC Everest. One of the Marshfield players gets called out of the circle for this faceoff. Bianchi controls the faceoff. It went back to his teammate, Derek Tomczyk, but Marshfield took it away. Marshfield could have an opportunity here if they hurry. Big hit into the corner. Ben Bremer was planted there. And the big hit came from Derek Tomczyk, and we're going to call a penalty on that? The big hit in the corner, yes. And Marshfield is going to get a power play opportunity. And the Marshfield player who took that hit in the corner is down on the ice. We've got an injury stoppage here. In fact, while we have this injury stoppage, yeah, that happened in the near side in the corner. And the Evergreens are going to be on the, Marshfield's going to be on the man advantage. Not sure if this is going to be a 2-minute minor or a major. While we have this injury timeout, why don't we take a 1-minute break, and back in our Fox Sports studios, we will try to reconnect here. Actually, it's posted now as a 2-minute minor against Derek Tomczyk. We'll be back in 60 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the Greenhead Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. We are in an injury stoppage, and the Marshfield player, I can't get his number because he is down on his stomach. And we know after that hard hit into the boards that Marshfield is going to have their second power play opportunity. They had a 5-on-3 earlier and were unable to score. Derek Tomczyk for DC Everest just planted that Marshfield player in the corner and is going to serve a 2-minute minor here for roughing. And that Marshfield player, again, trying to get a number on who that
moving. You saw that his feet, and now he is gradually coming up. You're hoping that this is nothing more than getting the wind knocked out of it, but when you see someone down for this period of time, it may very well be more than that. Avery Wellens, number 22, is the injured player.
And gets a round of applause here from what's a pretty small crowd on this Thursday night, considering that it's snowing and the roads are not all that good here in our area. Back in our studio, I understand that we have reconnected with our Comrex 10,000, so you should have the stereo broadcast here, and we hope that that problem's taken care of. I'm going to keep a phone feed available as a backup in case we lose some of our connectivity from Greenheck. You'll still be able to follow the play-by-play here. All right, Marshfield goes on a 2-minute power play, 8:13 to play in the first period. Evergreens leading 1-0. Marshfield will try for the equalizer. We're going to have a face-off coming to goalie Michael Moe's right. Zach Legon controls the faceoff, but it goes to Jacob Draves, goes right behind the Marshfield net. He's looking to come back out to the blue line, comes back out to Bremer. Thought about the shot, now goes back to Draves in the slot. and the Evergreens check them off the puck, get them out of the zone, and send it back out to the red line. Marshfield now looking to get reorganized with this man advantage. Goes into the corner. Jacob Draves love a chance to fight for it. Avery Allard is there, too. Those two battle for it in the corner. Marshfield comes away. Evergreens looking to kill off their second power play. They were successful killing off a 5-on-3 earlier. We now have 1:20 left in the advantage. Marshfield's behind the net. Michael Moe guarding that near post, skating around. Goes over here to Brandon Nikolai. Nikolai puts it on goal just wide. Went wide of the near post. Fighting for it in the corner there is Zach Legon. Holds the zone for Marshfield. Down toward.
Fighting along those far boards. Marshfield still has control. Goes out to the red line. Brandon Nikolai looks to backhand it in front, right on the doorstep. Bryce Gantke save and turned away. Gantke was going for the near post and was denied there. Fighting for it in the corner now. Evergreens try and get it out, almost flipping off the boards. Now they do clear the zone. And Chris Babyarns fights for it shorthanded. 35 seconds left in the power play, and Babyarns trying to keep this going in the near far boards here. Babyarns fights for it with the Evergreens holding the zone shorthanded. Now Marshfield takes it away. Only 20 seconds left in the power play. Tigers are at center ice. They're on side. Jacob Draves skating now behind the net. Left it for one of his teammates. That's a bad pass. Zach Legon unable to control it, and the Evergreens get it back out of there. They're 10 seconds away from killing off this penalty. Loose at center ice. Fighting for it there is Chris Sackman for the Evergreens. Goes into the corner. Power play is over, and the Evergreens and Marshfield Tigers are back at even strength. 6 minutes to play in the period, and it's 1-0 Evergreens. Marshfield has a rush here. Jacob Draves is onside, leaves it in the corner. Bryce Gantke. Gantke has the puck taken away from him. Briefly loose in front. Evergreens control there. Alex Danger. Danger goes forward. That's a pretty good pass. He's onside here to Nate Bruns. Bruns had it loose in front for a moment, and one of the Marshfield defenders cleared it out of there. Bruns kind of lost control of it. Chris Sackman holds there at the blue line. Evergreens keep control of the zone. Goes into the corner. Evergreens looking to come out in the slot. Feeding now. Shot on goal in traffic. Partially deflected. Loose in front. Unable to get a stick down onto this. Grant Bennett's got a whistle. And we're going to have another penalty coming up here. 5:26 to play. First period. What do we have here? If we're coming all the way down to the other end, we're going to have an interference call here. So with 5:26 to play in the first period, we're going to have a face-off in the Evergreens end. It's controlled by D.C. Everest. Alex Danger behind his own net. He'll have to rush the length of the ice. Still at 5-on-5 hockey. Danger up along the near boards. Crosses the red line. Blue line onside. Tried to leave it back for his teammate Grant Dennis. Dennis wasn't expecting that pass. Marshfield sends it across ice and out of the zone. Evergreen send it right back in. Bryce Dively. Dively puts it behind the net, but it's a Marshfield player there. Evergreen's got a partial change. We go under 5 minutes to play in the period. Mike Plaza, the goal scorer for D.C. Everest. He had 2 the last time these teams met. There's a pass that bounces off the pads of one of the goals. That wasn't intended as a shot. And now a shot on goal. Shot saved. Matthew Yonke put it on goal. Brad Carter made the save right in his chest. And they'll hold on to it to have a face-off here, and both teams will take advantage of the change. Evergreens Hockey brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting D.C. Everest Sports. Evergreens off the face-off shot on goal. Stick save put into the corner. That was put on by Mike Plaza. Plaza holds at the blue line to Avery Allard. Allard skates in. Traffic in front. Puck is briefly loose. Trying for a rebound, covered up, it's underneath the goal, and now it's behind the net. Ooh, the Evergreens missed the rebound opportunity. Keep it on. Avery Allen shot. Walker save into the corner. Evergreens having the scoring opportunities here, looking to pan this one-goal lead. Still loose in front. Backhand. Carter didn't see it for a moment, and now it's behind the net. Brady Burrell was trying to get that backhand stick. Evergreens still hold the zone. Comes out to the blue line. Michael Plaza skating, and now riffing on the shot was Alex Danger from the near side. Still behind the net. Evergreen still holds his own. Brady Burrell comes back out. Shot is down low for both the goalie. Didn't realize it's underneath his hand. Alex Danger put it on. And the goalie there from Marshfield, Brad Carter, you know, in that segment, I think he had to make 5 or 6 saves in rapid succession. And on that last save, he wasn't sure where the puck was.
underneath his pads, enough for the stoppage with 3:57 to play. Evergreen seemed like they've held the zone for almost a minute. Relentless pressure. See if they're rewarded. There's a shot on goal. A score for the Evergreen. ECF has got it in. Chris Babiar from about 15 feet on the left side. And he beat Brad Carter down low, lower right goal for the Evergreens with 3:52 to play in the first period. An even strength goal, and the Evergreens go up by a score of 2-0. The goal goes to Babiar's. We will see what assists are awarded here. 2-0 BC Everest. We'll have a scorer's announcement in just a moment. Evergreens control off the faceoff, and looking for more was Austin Shiro, slid it wide of the far post back into the corner. The Evergreens right back on the attack. Puck is loose in front. The Evergreens hold it back out at the goal line. Actually, they're giving the goal to Matthew Yonke, and the Evergreens score again. They're up 3-0. Alex Danger will get the assist, and the Evergreens now have tallied again at the 3:29 mark. So the Evergreens' goals come just a half minute apart as the Evergreens go up again. Matthew Yonke gets the goal for DC Everest, and we have one more bit of scoring information that will be coming shortly. Evergreens 3, Marshfield nothing. They just announced the goal is number 13. The Evergreens do not have a number 13 on their roster. So I'm not sure who the third goal is going to wind up going to. We'll get it straightened out. Evergreens are back on the attack here with just under 3 minutes to play here. The goal that made it 2-0, give an assist to Alex Danger. Matthew Yonke's score at 3:52, and then the Evergreens tallying again just 30 seconds afterwards. We have a video crew here for DC Evers. They'll rewind the tape in between periods, and they'll let us know who that goal belongs to.
In fact, one of the referees skating over to the scorer's table looking for an explanation. We've got a penalty here called against Marshfield. The Evergreens, up 3-0, are about to go on the power play. They're taking Noah Bauer for a 2-minute minor, so the Evergreens are skating with a 5-on-4 advantage. 2:45 left. This power play for the Evergreens
is going to bring us down to the last few minutes here. Penalty is a cross-check here. Evergreens control. They go behind the net. Michael Plaza controlling there. Comes back out to Plaza. Red line in front. A lot of traffic there. No good. The goal belongs to Tyler Kohler. And Nate Bruns will get an assist. So we think now in this 3-0 game, we are all caught up on our bookkeeping and scorekeeping. The Evergreens have a 3-0 lead. Evergreens controlling on the power play, comes back out to the red line. That's Avery Allen. And the shot from close range, and he scores. Brady Burrell. Burrell was fed on the doorstep by...
Doorstep by Avery Allard, and the Evergreens have a power play goal and now lead 4-0. And the wheels have come off for the Marshfield Tigers. .159 left in the period. And the Evergreens took advantage of that 5-on-4 for a goal. We will wait to confirm the scoring and assist information. The goal is going to belong to Brady Burrell. Oh, it's an Alex Danger goal. Avery Allard does indeed get the assist. And Baby Ars gets a helper too. Alex Danger was a goal scorer when these teams met earlier in the year in that 9-1 win for DC Everest down in Marshfield. Back to live action here with the Evergreens up 4-0. 1:20 left in the period. Marshfield controls at center ice, and now skating on goal is Zach Legon. Legon was able to get it on goal, and it's sticked aside there by Michael Moe. Evergreens look to clear it out. Loose in front briefly. Jared Draves was unable to control it for Marshfield. They are able to hold the zone at the blue line. Evergreen send it out. 1 minute to play, first period. Marshfield has it at center ice, puts it down into the corner. Ben Bremer put it there, waiting for it for D.C. Everest is Derek Tomczyk. It's behind the Evergreens net. They'll have to rush the length of the ice. Bryce Dively now goes forward. Pass is a little too wide. He was looking for Tyler Kohler and missed. Marshfield sends it back in. 35 seconds left in this first period. We were scoreless till 11 and a half minutes, and then the Evergreens have scored 1, 2, 3, 4 quick goals, three of them coming at even strength. Evergreens here of a two-on-two, stick checked away. Opportunity there for Grant Dennis, broken up, comes back out to center ice. Evergreens there, final rush here.
Look and check out of the zone. Avery Allard fights for it here. Allard is on sides, 10 seconds left, sent it just wide of the near post, goes into the corner. Marshfield fights for it there. Ben Bremer looks to get it out. Evergreens fight for it, 2-1, and the first period comes to an end. Well, Marshfield hung with D.C. Everest for, well, the first third of the period. Then the Evergreens got their sea legs, goals from Plaza, Yonke, Kohler, and Danger. The Evergreens lead 4-0. Michael Moe was tested early in the period. Marshfield did not get a lot on goal after that earlier period. They had a couple of good scoring opportunities, in the first 2-3 minutes of the game. Michael Moe is credited with 5 saves in that first period. Brad Kruger gets 10 for Marshfield. We'll be back after a 3-minute break, a conversation with D.C. Everest head coach Dan Van Slyke. We're at the first intermission. D.C. Everest leading Marshfield 4-0. Back after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You've been injured. You hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters. Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big City Law Firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm fleece on a cold
day. I
want to
be a football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.